recording? It is recording. I don't know why it looks different, but it's definitely recording.
Okay.
What is that at the top? I've got like this extra band at the top. It's recording though, so fuck it.
Okay.
fuck it. What did I do?
So, Katie, I was thinking about the Titanic again.
Okay, go on.
Listen, I don't know any other way to tell people this except to tell the truth. We already fucking did this.
Jordan's mic wasn't recording. We had like a whole bit with the Titanic. You went a huge like metaphor about the Titanic and what just happened. It was actually really good. And Jordan's mic wasn't recording. So if that doesn't tell you how we've been doing these past couple days and BioWare, I don't know how to...
Thank you, Katie. I appreciate it. Because otherwise nobody will believe me. But anyway, let me just do take two on this. What about the... Hold on. You got to do the thing where you go, Jordan, how's the Titanic doing?
So, Jordan, how's the Titanic doing?
Exactly. In an unbelievable turn of events, the Titanic has arisen out from the water. And this just in, the company in charge of managing the Titanic has announced new policy changes. Henceforth, the Titanic will no longer deliberately run straight into fucking icebergs.
Oh my god.
It turns out that people who like RPGs, I mean cruise ships, don't like looter shooters. I mean icebergs. Excuse me, folks. It was good. I liked it so much that I thought of this the other day. I'm like, I gotta do that for the cold open.
Well, then now we have to redo the whole bit where, like, with the anthem and, like, it's not... Anthem isn't completely an iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta do the whole thing!
We did the joke, and then I felt the need to apologize for opening with the joke, because I know that people are legitimately sad about Anthem. That's a real thing.
Yeah, which, for people who don't know...
And so we went on for, like, a minute.
Yeah, Anthem's canned. We said this so much more delicately, like, 2 minutes ago.
We really did. There was so much empathy and heartfelt concern.
Yeah, I think we should also clarify that both of us are kind of running on weird sleep schedules right now, so, like...
Yeah, we're a little loopy.
This is going to be a really professional episode.
Oh, super profesh. But no, Anthem. It was announced this week that Anthem Next, or Anthem 2.0, which is going to be the big overhaul, the big reboot, is not going to happen. A decision made, I mean, we'll get into that, I guess by EA, by BioWare, jointly, whatever. It's not going forward. It's not happening. Therefore, Anthem is not getting any more updates. And for all intents and purposes... Anthem is done. You can still play it. The servers are still up, but for all intents and purposes, it's done now.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, then there was, it was kind of a wild couple days because along with that, then it was also announced that BioWare was allowed, I think was the wording, to make Dragon Age 4 a single player game only. And then there's the Henry Cavill thing. That's just kind of like, I don't even know what happened there. Like it just kind of popped out of nowhere.
It really was like a reaction of like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like everyone was sort of like, oh, that's not good. That's kind of good. That's, what the hell is that? Like it was a weird sort of like low, high, medium of events.
Yeah. I say let's start with Cavill just as it's like, it's short.
It's lighthearted.
Yeah, we're kind of in that mood anyway. He posted a thing to his Instagram. It looks like he was getting makeup done for The Witcher because of long hair. I don't actually know, though. I don't, like, keep up with the Cavills. But, keeping up with the Cavills.
Keep up with the Cavills.
Hey, I'd watch that. But anyway. Yeah. And
it's just a show about him building computers and taking his shirt off. Literally break all ratings records.
Hey, I mean, look, if the audience is there. I know at least one person. Shout out to Teeny. I know you'd love that. Anyway, but he was holding like a stack of papers and like it was kind of blurred in the photo. But hey, guess what? You can unblur photos. So it was unblurred. And it was something that was obviously talking about Mass Effect. Like I forgot what the words are, but it was like Talazora or like something. Like it was very obviously this is the Mass Effect IP that he was holding the papers of. I think someone actually tracked down the text and it was like something from the wiki or something. I'm not quite sure what. It sounded like a vague overview.
Yeah, it was apparently a piece of the plot synopsis, the plot summary from Mass Effect 3.
Mm-hmm.
So it was talking about Cerberus and the coup attempt on the Citadel and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So, but it was also on paper, so it's kind of like, why is he reading that? Then, like, I think a day later, there was a rumor, so who knows how true this is, that he's in talks with a 3-movie deal I don't know what the plot is, if they're doing like the movies or what. That's the current rumor. It's huge rumor. The only thing confirmed is that he was holding Mass Effect papers. For all we know, he just wanted to read about Mass Effect that day. Maybe he was doing a Mass Effect 3 playthrough and wanted to spoil it. I don't know.
Well, the caption on the Instagram post said, is this a hint for a new project or just some like light Saturday reading or something like that? So I think it's kind of like a strong insinuation that it either is a thing that he's doing or it's a thing that he's potentially doing.
Uh-huh.
And I have to imagine that if he's at all smart and he hasn't actually signed on it, he probably wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
I think he's doing something with Mass Effect. I think the only question now is it going to be a Netflix series? Because he's already got that relationship with Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And we know for a fact that EA was at one point exploring that with Netflix. Maybe that's it, or maybe it's movies. I kind of would rather have it be the Netflix thing, to be honest.
Yeah, I think... I mean, some people are going to be sad when I say this, but I'm kind of tired of theaters. I don't really want to go to a movie theater anymore. Even without COVID, I don't really...
Oh, I love movie theaters. I miss movie theaters like a motherfucker. I love the Draft House, so that's just me.
Okay,
but
you got the Draft House. I have to go to, like, the Dollar Theater, and it's, like, taste because I'm tasting the seats. It smells like smoke and, you know...
I kind of like those too. There's the one rundown theater that's sort of like downtown. But I like that theater here because like they're for a long time, like years ago, they were the only ones that would really run like indie movies.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I liked it for that reason. But the floors were sticky.
The last time I was in a real theater, I watched the Hobbit movie, the first one. That was a while ago.
Yeah, that's
and
a
it was
long
not
time
a good
ago.
Movie.
I rewatched all of those, actually. My girlfriend loves Lord of the Rings, and she even likes the Hobbit ones. And so she didn't make me, but I was big on rewatching the Hobbit ones, too, because we watched all the LOTR ones.
Mm.
And those Hobbit movies are not as good, but I remember them more harshly. When I watched it again, I was like, yeah, this is redeemable.
I just remember this one scene. This is completely off topic. One scene where like one of the doors falls from like a claw, and like the CGI was really bad. I don't know if because we saw it like the first weekend or something, and I just remember like a group of us laughing because the CGI was really bad, and we're like, "What happened?" Anyway, my one concern with Mass Effect, the Witcher. You know, they had some what we thought originally was some weird casting choices, but you know what? He killed it as Geralt. I forgot her name. Anya something. Is that it? The Yennefer?
Shalatra, right? Is that the last name?
I do not even remember. I think it started.
But she did. I think it's Shalatra, but she did a great job as Yennefer.
Yeah.
She made Yennefer her own, and I felt like there were new dimensions to the character reveal.
Yeah, I remember I was kind of critical because she just looked so young and nice. And like I couldn't imagine her being like the cold hearted, I guess, literal witch that Yennefer was, but no, she did great. So
great job.
Good on them. But the one thing that was bad about The Witcher was the CGI.
I agree.
And with Mass Effect, that's going to be like a good portion of it. So, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and that's really tough in a science fiction setting. Netflix is going to have to really, and I hope that they'll commit, based on the success that they've had with other stuff, to just saying, like, look, this show's just going to cost more than we've done previously, and we're going to have to put more money into it.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I was also thinking, like, in my ideal world, who would he be cast? I'm sure he's trying to play Shepard, which, fine, go for it. I would like to see him as Caden, though.
He looks like Caden, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he looks more like Caden than he does like Shepard. But at this point, where is Caden on the billing of that show? Third, if he's lucky,
well,
if not fifth?
Yeah, I agree. At the same time, like, hopefully he can do something interesting with Caden. So then I give a shit about him.
How dare you? you know, here's the thing. I think I did not think of that at all because I've just been operating under the assumption that he's the leading man. So he's Shepard.
Yeah,
he would probably do a really good job as Caden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like he's got Caden energy in some sense. You know what I mean? Like, I think that he could do a great job as Caden. Mm-hmm. He'd be the most jacked Caden ever, but.
Hey. Oh, no. What will we do?
I don't know. I you're right. I think he would do a good job as Caden. I hadn't thought of that previously. I'm down for him as Shepard, man. Like, I'm all about it. I think he would do a great job. I know he likes the source material, and I greatly appreciated that about him when it came to The Witcher, the fact that he gave a fuck.
Yeah.
The fact that he wanted to do all of the sword stuff, like, in frame, on the camera, longer takes. Like, he wanted to learn and get good at the sword stuff. He cared enough about it to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He earned so much respect for me on that. So
yeah,
if he wants to be Shepard, I'm all for it.
Yeah, if he wants to do it, that's fine. I My only regret, if he is Shepard, is that I do love FemShep so much. And, like, I would totally be down with actual Jennifer Hale just being Shepard. Give me 50-year-old female Shepard. Fuck it. Let's do it.
You know, I posted something the other day about, what's his name? Vanderloo. The model who Shepard is based off of.
Yeah.
And if you look at that guy now, like, he's got the salt and pepper, like, the gray hair. He's much older now. And I go, oh, my God, if they did, maybe the next Mass Effect game, I don't know what they're going to do. But if they ever did old Shep, you just bring that guy back in to be the face model for male Shepard. And you know what? You might actually have to age Jennifer Hale up a little bit, because I don't think she's, well, I don't know. Either way, you could use Jen Hale as the face model for FemShep, I think.
Yeah, I kind of wish they did, because she's, you know, a very attractive woman. So, like, and she has a really interesting face. So, yeah, I wish Jen Hale,
if anything, depending on how much older Shepard is, maybe she's not old enough, but whatever, you can make it look how you need it to.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess speculations on Mass Effect movie. I have to say that out of the BioWare IP, I think I'm the most chill with a Mass Effect movie. I think a Dragon Age one, you'd really have to do a side story. I don't think you could do the main story well, just because of, like, you might be able to do Hawk, but even then, I don't know. I feel like I'm just more attached to, like, my created characters in Dragon Age than I was in Mass Effect. And I feel like more people played the generic Sheps in Mass Effect than they played the generic characters in Dragon Age, minus Hawk. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's the Cavil news. We caught you up. Let's get back to the meat and potatoes of what this episode is.
Yeah. Anthem? Should we talk about Anthem?
Let's
go. I think that makes sense.
I think it was Jason Schreier that originally posted that EA was going to look to see if Anthem Next was going to do all right or not. And I think that was like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago at this point. I can't remember now. And then, yeah, earlier this week, I say I was recording this on the tail end of February, but it was announced that they decided to cut it. And, like, very, I don't know what happened first, but yeah, the Schreier article came out saying it was canned, and then BioWare announcement came out saying, we're really sorry, but it just was chosen not to. So,
yeah, I think it was, you're right, I can't remember how long ago it was, maybe 3 weeks, where there was an announcement saying the meeting is happening tomorrow. EA and BioWare are going to meet, and the decision is going to be made tomorrow. And so the fan support ramped up, really beautiful to see everyone saying, you know, we're doing this together. And other games, like other subreddits from other games, started reaching out to the Anthem subreddit.
It was
and the
actually
Anthem
really
people on Twitter.
Sweet.
It was a beautiful notion. Like, I honestly was, it made me feel more positive towards Anthem than I think I ever have, to see how many people love it, despite the fact that it wasn't my game. I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah. Now that it got canceled, I follow Your Anthem, who does Anthem News. So I feel
great.
Bad for it. Yeah, he is very good. I just feel bad that, like, I don't know what I would do with Dragon Age was canon. Like, I don't know. But anyway, I feel bad for the guy, but he recently tweeted out that another game he plays, I forgot what it is, it's one of those types of looter shooter games, but they actually added in, like, an Anthem-themed, like, customization thing.
It's Outriders, actually. The game is Outriders, and it's releasing sometime in March, but they just had their beta, their demo release. I played it. Again, it's not my thing, but I think for Anthem people, it could be right up your alley. Probably like Anthem with actual stronger RPG story elements. So,
I think that's really sweet. Just kind of like that. I feel like looter shooters are not really our thing. Maybe I'm assuming on your case. I know it's definitely not mine.
It's not. They're not my thing either. I dabble in them. I've tried all of them, but I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I feel. I don't know, it's kind of sweet watching all the looter shooter people like come together and be like, hey, sorry, bro. I feel like, because a lot of people, I actually ran a poll on Twitter that was like, all right, BioWare fans, how are we feeling? And I had, in order, it was kind of bummed, relief, kind of mixed feelings, and can I kiss Henry Cavill? And what I found interesting was that the relief and the, like, mixed feelings were actually tied, like, completely. So I feel like even though a lot of people didn't play Anthem, there is some kind of sadness to it, like a loss of potential. Like Anthem, the actual core gameplay, not the loop, but the gameplay, I thought was actually pretty solid. I really did like flying around and doing all these things. I liked Faye.
Yeah, I that's what I thought of. That's so funny. I thought of the same thing, which is like, God damn it, Faye, we hardly knew you.
Yeah. I keep pretending that no one at BioWare listens to our show, and I still hope that's true. But if if someone listens to this from BioWare,
that is such an earnest. Like, I know exactly what you mean. Like, on the one hand, it'd be kind of neat to be like an ego boost to think that somebody listens. But also, I'm like, God, I hope they don't listen.
Yeah, I hope they don't listen.
I actually hope they don't listen almost as much as I hope my parents don't listen. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, okay. No, the story for later, but like my mom listened to a couple episodes and I just got reamed. You shouldn't be cussing as much, and that boy, he cusses just as much as you. Okay, Mom.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Dothalan. You're right. My mother probably would feel the same way.
Anyway, but I forget the actress's name, but whoever played Faye, bring her back. She was great.
100% agree.
Yeah, really all the voice actors were really solid. I didn't like some of the content they had to do, but Faye, 100%, bring her back, love her, kisses. Rochelle, I think, was her first name?
Rochelle Neal.
There we go.
Rochelle, and fantastic. Please absolutely put her in something. Dragon Age, Mass Effect, I don't care. She's brilliant.
Yes. That I feel like that's it. But yeah, I guess it's just like that sad loss of potential is what I'm feeling. Like, not that I don't know if whatever Anthem next was I would have played, but I feel like that redemption story and like we are kind of connected to the company of like they hold our IP that we love dear, that we didn't want to see something they did fail again after Andromeda, because Andromeda also got its content, that extra content pulled. Like, there was supposed to be the Quarian Arc DLC. Like, it was pretty heavily rumored that this was going to be a thing, and it was gone, and it became a book, I think. But,
it did, yeah.
Which, I mean, apparently it's a good book. I still haven't read it.
It's a very good book. I really quite like that novel. I think it's one of the better Mass Effect novels. I think it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
The thing is, people can go back and listen, thankfully, to the record of this, right?
Yeah.
I know I have, and I think you were exactly the same way all the way through this, from the very beginning of Anthem's teaser announcement and realizing what it was, all the way through now to the sad news in 2021 that it's pretty much over.
Mm-hmm.
I've said the same thing. I go, I don't really think this is going to be for me, but God, I hope it's successful.
Yeah.
I've said that since before the game came out. I go, this isn't really going to be my game.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's a massive success. I hope it's their Fortnite. I hope it knocks out. I hope BioWare gets rich off of this. I hope it's the number one online game ever, because that would be good for the studio, which eventually will be good for Mass Effect, which eventually will be good for Dragon Age. I've said on this show and elsewhere that, look, I don't think it's possible to separate the fact that a game like Red Dead Redemption 2 over at Rockstar is so incredibly detailed and has such high production values, because Rockstar made an unprecedented amount of money with Grand Theft Auto Online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? They basically used those funds to fund this like uber development where there's so many tiny little details that they spent animating and creating in Red Dead. It's like, God, I wish that would happen for BioWare. I wish they would have some super huge successful online thing that they could then use that doesn't require that much money to upkeep the game, so they could then divert those funds into a super detailed Dragon Age game or Mass Effect game.
Mm-hmm.
I hoped that was going to be Anthem. Turns out it wasn't Anthem. And that makes me kind of sad. It was never my game, but I was rooting for it all along.
Yeah, same. Which I, slightly off topic, but I just remembered that like our first episode was on the Anthem teaser. Do you remember that? Like all those years ago?
Wait, our first episode of Split the Veil?
Yeah. Remember, it was technically E3, and we talked about Anthem and then whatever Dragon Age 4 could be. That was our very first episode.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you are right. Yeah, I know our first episode was definitely Dragon Age 4, but it was Anthem plus Dragon Age 4 Expectations or something.
Man, it's kind of weird. Like, if there was some poetic justice, we'd be going, and that's all, folks, and we never meet again. That's not the case, but yeah, it's kind of weird to think that our podcast is lasting longer than the video game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest.
Yeah, like, it made me a little nervous. I don't know why. I'm just like, oh, shit, what's going to happen to us? If somebody from EA is going to call us and be like, hey, listen, you motherfuckers are canceled too. And we're like, we are? Can you do that? Is that allowed?
I mean, hey, if we get, like, slapped with legal, like, I don't have the money to defend myself. I'm just going to be like, okay, Papa EA. Bye.
It's like that. Have you ever seen that one Vine where that one weird guy is watching these two people sit at a table and he's going, is that allowed? Is that, do you know what meme I'm talking about?
Not at all.
It's really goofy. It's really cringy because I think it's a couple and they're being kind of like, it's like a, they have like hugging or whatever. And this guy thinks it's weird that they're being affectionate. So he's going like, is that allowed? Is that? It'd be like me and Katie just sit in the corner, not being affectionate, sitting far apart at a table trying to record a podcast. And it's this guy from EA going like, is that allowed?
Are they allowed to talk smack on a game we canceled? I don't think so.
They made jokes about our game. No, I think... It is weird that we've sort of seen an entire game go through. We always operate from this perspective partially of nostalgia. Like when we started this, it's like Dragon Age and Mass Effect were a thing that people already loved for a long time.
Yeah.
And Anthem was this new thing that we were like, okay, this is the new game. This is, you know, this is the new thing BioWare's doing. And now it's like, now this is the old thing. This is the thing that BioWare tried to do. I don't know. I will say I'm just, you know, it's my propensity to cover up with humor. I do feel really bad for the development team.
Oh, yeah.
I do feel really bad for the people that love the game. Reading through, I think it was Christian Daly who did the post on the BioWare blog? Yeah, mm-hmm. Christian Daly did the post on Anthem on the BioWare blog, kind of making the official announcement. It's very disappointing for them. Like, I know it was a small team technically that had been dedicated to the Anthem Next initiative, but you know, they had been posting updates about things that they were doing.
They had,
I thought it looked
art
really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The concept art looked really cool. The changes to the UI looked good. I feel bad for those folks. They were doing good work that they were passionate about, and now it never gets to see the light of day, and that sucks.
I do wonder, like, I don't think we're ever really going to find out unless, like, in another 25 years, there's a BioWare 25 book, or sorry, BioWare 50 book that comes out and, like, gives us some details. But, like, we might never know what caused EA to be like, yeah, I don't like it.
Go on. That's a very good question.
Yeah, like, what, like, we saw some, like, cool concept art and stuff, and, like, they were very passionate, but, like, what about they were making that EA decided not to do it? You know? I don't think we'll ever know unless someone comes forward anonymously or there's another Schreier article. Which,
right.
Honestly, if I were him, that would be something I'm chasing. Yeah.
It is weird, because in the blog, and I've read it again, going, you know, it doesn't really say why.
No.
The closest we get to is one paragraph that says 2020 was a year unlike any other. However, and while we continue to make progress against all our other projects at BioWare, working from home during the pandemic has had an impact on our productivity, and not everything we had planned as a studio before COVID-19 can be accomplished without putting undue stress on our teams. But it couldn't have just been COVID.
Yeah, because I feel like it's honestly, it's probably, we're about a month away from a year in lockdown, you know, like. If they didn't make a lot of progress, most companies understand that, you know?
Right, exactly.
So I would honestly be surprised if EA's like, ah, you're not doing it fast enough, because literally nobody is.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally nobody's doing it fast enough. So, yeah, I feel like there's something more there. And I feel like that's one of those, like, that's the nice way to put it. They nicely want to say, like, oh, you know, it was hard in lockdown. We didn't get as far as we needed to, blah, blah, blah. But, like, in reality, it was, like, EA is like, I don't like it. So, yeah.
And, look, we know that at some point, we know based on the Jason Schreier articles, that at some point during the development of Anthem proper, there were VPs from EA who had to step in and say, like, this is not what you guys promised. Like, this is, they didn't have fly. They took flying out when they said it was going to be in there. And different people had to step up and go, like, this needs to be more impactful. Like, I don't see what the draw of this is. And you could make the argument that if they didn't do that, BioWare would not have put flying back in. And what the heck would Anthem have been if it didn't have the flying, quite honestly?
Honestly, yeah. So, yeah, I know. Remember when we talked about that in whatever episode that was, they were like, in a way, EA kind of made Anthem. And I think that now we're seeing the end of it. Like, Yeah, I feel like Anthem, nothing against the devs, but I feel like Anthem is the game EA made, so to speak. And like devs really tried to give EA what it wanted, and that EA doesn't really know what it wants. Sort of. I don't know. I feel like there's a point there I'm not quite getting.
But. Oh, you're right. I know. Hang on. I know exactly what you mean. I think I have a way of summarizing it, but it does lead us into the next news topic, and I don't know if I hold that thought, and I will see if I can capture exactly what that sentiment is, because I think okay. I know exactly what it is.
Oh, no, okay.
Spoiler alert, the way you summarize it is EA doesn't know shit about video games.
Oh, right. Well, did you want to see something else on Anthem?
Yeah, the thing also that I, well, a couple of things that I wanted to say. Number one, I still feel like I wish that all of this work doesn't go to waste on Anthem.
Yeah, like it gets repurposed somewhere.
Yeah, because like the things that BioWare has developed to have a dialogue system or RPG systems or real time with pause, they have continued, even if it's in a different game engine, they have continued to be able to use that stuff in every game. So now the maybe not even necessarily the code, but just the design philosophy of this stuff just sits in the archives forever and BioWare never gets to use this anywhere else. That kind of sucks. And this is going to sound kind of like a wild idea. I had mentioned it before. And it's not up to BioWare. To me, it's up to the publisher. It's up to EA. Mm-hmm. Like, EA, if they haven't already, should be trying to knock down the doors at fucking Disney and say, let us make an Iron Man game.
Oh.
Like, if you look at how Iron Man flies in the Avengers game that just came out, it looks like shit. And so, no, seriously, and if you're EA, it's your response. If you're Andrew Wilson, you should be knocking on Disney's door, and that's exactly what you should say. With all due respect to the folks over at Crystal Dynamics, you should say that recent Avengers game that flopped, by the way, yeah, Iron Man flies like shit. In our game, which also flopped, but never mind, at least
but
the
people
fly,
like
everybody.
Flying.
Yes, everybody who talks shit about our game, they all had to say that the flying was cool.
Okay.
So we can make a good flying game in suit of armor. You have a character that's all about flying around in a suit of armor. We have writers. As long as you don't make us do a freaking online multiplayer game, we can tell good stories. Let us make an Iron Man game.
Okay, here's the problem with that. I agree. But they also had the Star Wars license that they did jack with until the last, you know, Squadrons and the one that saved Dragon Age. Fallen Order? Is that what it's called?
Okay. So here's what you do. Here's my pitch. Here I am. I've never worked in the video game industry, but here's my pitch.
Okay.
If you're EA, you say, we take a few people from Respawn who made Fallen Order, and we take a few people from BioWare, and we make whatever, EA... whatever, we'll start a new one. So, and it maybe it's not BioWare doing this, but it's remnants, it's pieces of BioWare's Anthem team and pieces of Respawn's Fallen Order team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we have you know, hey, you guys at Disney liked what we did, our new Star Wars game, the one that was really successful was Fallen Order. We'll take some of those people and some of the people who are good at making this flying iron suit game. And then we'll give you guys an Iron Man game. I just feel like the work that was done on Anthem, especially with the flying and powers and shooting combined, because that's what was really good about it,
yeah,
should not go to waste.
I agree, because that, like, I actually really liked that part. With their current IP lineup being Mass Effect and Dragon Age, like, I don't know. You could work it better in Mass Effect, but it still doesn't quite fit, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't.
So it's going to be rough. Unless they, like, really rework it and suddenly we have flying mages in Dragon Age. And I'm just like, you know what? This is weird, but I'm not complaining. Will you?
Yeah. Like, I'll say, like, I wouldn't necessarily love it in a Mass Effect game. But I will say from the wow factor, if the first gameplay reveal trailer of Mass Effect kind of has that thing where, like, it cuts to black and you think the trailer's over. And then it cuts back and it's just someone doing like the spinning, flying, shooting missiles thing. And then just says Mass Effect. People would lose their shit. I mean, that people would lose their mind.
I feel like a good way to use that technology would not necessarily be the entire game, but you have a couple of like flying levels, you know?
Yes, Absolutely.
Where like, please, love of God, no more open world. I'm tired of it. But just like right. you have like a, not quite racing, but you have kind of like a linear course, and like it's definitely built for that exploratory whatever. And you just go, and like maybe you're being chased or something, and like you have a couple of those, and that's it. And I think that could do pretty well, but we'll see what they do.
I 100% agree with your suggestion. Like, and you could make it's so easy, right? You can make the lore whatever you want. You could say this is the new exosuit technology that's like it takes massive amounts of power, so you can only fly the suit for a short amount of time or whatever, and like do it that way. So yeah, that is one thing that I wanted to say about Anthem. I don't want that core work to go to waste. The other thing that I wanted to say, and you kind of already touched on it, is like people like your Anthem.
Yeah.
Did such a great job, and I'm so sad for those community folks who, like, you know, when everybody got done shitting on Mass Effect Andromeda, it was like a couple of folks like me and some others who were like, well, we still like this game, so now that everyone's done shitting on it, let us talk about why we like it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing was true of Anthem. Like, I didn't like Anthem, but when I was done talking about it, that's when all the people who still loved it got to really have their community and the Anthem subreddit. You know, like at one point there was the low sodium Anthem, but eventually even the regular Anthem subreddit kind of became low sodium because it was only the people who really liked it. Mm-hmm. And that just sucks. Like, so many people like that did great work. I hope your Anthem does cover Outriders, because I think that that's a very promising game. Mm-hmm. And I hope that those content creators keep going, because similar to like what you said, if this was happening to Dragon Age or Mass Effect, I don't know what we would do, but it's a shame that people who are talented at content creation are also sometimes dependent upon one project. Just wanted to say that.
Yeah. So I hope he, not to say rebrand or anything, maybe he keeps the Your Anthem thing just for like a good time, you know, like good memories. Like, I could see that.
Homage. Like in memory.
Apparently he met his fiance through Anthem with like, good for him, man.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he just wants to keep it for that. But yeah, he has a good size audience. He does good stuff. So I hope he's really able to like rebound from that. So, and like that's true. Like, there's other ones. There's a, I know I follow a couple, but I can't remember their names. I just remember Your Anthem the most for some reason.
I tell you what, great branding, right? Like, it sticks in your head, that Your Anthem thing.
Yeah, there's something that ends in universe. Is an Anthem universe? Oh, man, I don't remember.
There's a bunch of them. Like, there's something more than I realized, and, like, kudos to all of them, and my same sentiment to all of them. Keep going. Find something else to cover.
Yeah, and we wish you all the best from two creators that kind of, like, pigeonhole themselves into two IPs to other right. creators that have done the same. We're sorry for your loss, and... good luck, man. Yeah.
So. All right. Talk about Dragon Age.
Yeah, Dragon Age. You had a. Did you already say your piece on like what?
Okay, so you were saying, kind of restate what you said, because that's really where we need to start, I think.
Okay, here's the problem, Jordan. I don't remember.
I didn't really remember that much either. That's why I wanted you to say it.
Oh, great! Now people are gonna be like, ah.
We thought these people were good at podcasts.
jokes on you.
no, but essentially I had the exact same sentiment, I think, during this week, which is that, and it kind of goes back to the Titanic joke that I was trying to make at the beginning, which is that, like, how the fuck did it take them this long to get on board with this direction? Like, do they really not, and I really believe, and I really believe that they don't know anything about video games. And I know that that sounds super insulting. I apologize on a very, like... On a very real level, I understand that there's a lot of qualified professionals who are very good at doing things at EA, and I'm sure some of them are hardcore gamers. When I say, quote-unquote, EA does not know about video games, I am making the assertion that the senior executive leadership at EA understands video games in the way that senior executive leadership at a company sometimes understands the industry that they're in, which is primarily through, like, market research.
Yeah.
And like expert analysis of something that they don't actually understand the culture of video games at all. I'm not saying every single person who works for EA doesn't understand video games, because obviously the fucking developers do.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a lot of other people who just love video games and happen to work at EA. But the senior leadership of that company, it's baffling the extent to which they don't understand the culture of video games. They pursued Anthem because they saw analytics and predictive stuff saying that, like, this is an industry trend, etc. And, like, How much understanding of the video game industry do you have to have over the last 15 or 20 years to understand that what BioWare should be doing is single-player story-focused RPGs? Like, I feel like even a casual gamer understands that.
Mm-hmm.
And EA, it's like a revelation that here in the year of 2021, the year of our Lord, they finally came around to it. I'm just like, do they seriously not understand on a basic level what the way people in the video game community think of BioWare?
Yeah, and well, I guess there's a weird position now that I feel really bad for the team, because it's something that Schreier, who also broke this news story, also mentioned, that it says, to be clear, like, there are people at BioWare that wanted this to be a multiplayer game because they think it could be good. I'm not saying everyone, but like, for one, like, it's been a couple years that this turned down. We know that, so there's Joplin and Morrison. Joplin was the original single-player Dragon Age. Then EA was like, no, we want this to be, you know, what they call it, live service. And that was around 2017, I think, is whenever Laidlaw left. I'm going to get my dates a little bit mixed up. And that was when they started work on games as a service. And then now, apparently this is technically old news within BioWare itself. We don't know how old. I think maybe a decent guess would be when Dara and Casey left, but even that I'm not sure of. Could be something else entirely. So there's been a good amount of work, at least the 3 to 4 years of work on the multiplayer part. They had to hire people that exclusively do, like, I was looking at some of the job listings. They hired people asking for those who, like, have experience in multiplayer, like, servers and, like, coding and stuff like that. What are they gonna do now? All that hard work. They, like, it's just gonna go in the bin, right? Like, I feel bad for them most of all. The people that got hired to do the multiplayer aspect and to write those stories and to do all of, like, that very hard work. And now EA said at some point in the last year, you know what? Nah. Also, you're probably fired. Because I don't know what you're here for. You know, like, I would feel really frustrated about that. And honestly, as much as we don't like games as a service, I understand that game still could have been successful with another market. Probably not us, but somebody else. Not necessarily guaranteed. But just because it was going to be multiplayer doesn't mean it's going to be a bad game. So a lot of people could have been really excited about what this game could have been, and now, poof.
That's a very good point. And I don't want to dismiss that either. Jason Schreier did talk about that, and I meant to ask him, and I'm going to do it now, actually. I'm going to tweet at him and see if I can get him to respond. Because here's my question, and I'm copying you on it. Here's my question. Do you think it was mainly people from BioWare Austin? Because he doesn't say in his story.
I don't know if he'll respond to that, but you can try.
I mean, it doesn't hurt. So that's my thought, right? It's like, I could see if it was mainly people from BioWare. I'll be real honest. If it's people from Edmonton, I'll be surprised. Doesn't mean it's not true. I would just be a little surprised by that. But you're right. Exactly what you just said. They've been hiring people for this purpose anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't they be in favor of it? More so if you think about the fact that the multiplayer component of Anthem was shifting over to Austin. They own and created Star Wars The Old Republic, which has been around for
a while.
It's been in development longer than 10 years, right? So those people all have an interest in seeing more BioWare do more multiplayer stuff. And also, I've said this repeatedly, Star Wars The Old Republic is kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we say BioWare is not about multiplayer. I would argue that the best parts of The Old Republic are actually the parts that are kind of like a single player game anyway, which is kind of why most people actually like it. So it's kind of a catch-22. It is technically a successful online game from BioWare, but also everyone says the best parts of it are the parts that are basically like a single player campaign. So I would say that people from Austin are probably the ones who are advocating for that the most, but that's speculation on my part. I don't think we know that for sure.
Yeah. So, like, while I am glad, because it suits my personal preference as a gamer, that it is going to be single-player focused, I can only imagine the frustration and, like, the feeling of whiplash at the BioWare company that they feel over this. And I know we were trying to think of a reason and obviously we couldn't have never come up with it, but of why Hudson and Dara left. And I could see it being this, where they just get so frustrated. They're like, seriously? This is what we've been fighting for this entire time? And then just,
I mean,
get that. I would get that. And like, just trying to do something different. Because like, and this is something I know my husband deals with, where like, he really tries to give good advice to his employers over something, and sometimes they don't always take it, and that really frustrates him. And imagine this is like a lot of that, where like they had like, okay, our team can do this, and we're good at this, and this is our strong suits, and then their employers go, that's great, we don't care, and that's incredibly frustrating. So they want to find places where they are listened to and they are respected as professionals. So like, if I had to put money on it, that would be my reason why they left. It's just that back and forth, and then just getting so frustrated and going, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with this. I think what Dara said, he was with the company was 25 years. Like, I have 25 years of experience. I have tons of great games under my belt. See ya! And just, like, flipped the bird as he walked out and then, like, kissed his team goodbye or whatever, because I know they quite loved him. But, you know, like, that's... And maybe same thing with Hudson. You know, like, that's how I'm imagining this going. And maybe I'm completely off base here, but, like, if that were me, that's how I would feel. So... Yeah.
I don't know if you're off base, but I'll tell you what. I feel like I don't know. I feel so conflicted. I feel like I really have no idea personally anymore. Like, I know I tweeted out some like memes basically about like what Casey Hudson and Mark Darrow must be feeling like, but that was very tongue in cheek. Like, I'm not insinuating that I know how those two guys feel at all, because more now than ever, I don't think I know why they left, honestly. I think your speculation, like your shot at it, it's, I mean, it could be that sounds just as good as anything I could come up with. But Schreier made it clear that this decision, I guess for Dragon Age at least, was one that was sort of been in the works for months, quote unquote.
Yeah,
so before they left, it would have been true that things were going back to single player. If that's what they wanted, you could argue that they would have wanted to stay, but as you say, there's also the whiplash factor, which is even if that's their preference as creative people, from a management standpoint, that's a nightmare to have to do that again.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place with this, but like, if we go back to Mike Laidlaw, it's pretty clear that he did leave because it was being switched from single player to live services focus. So with Laidlaw, I can be pretty sure that it's actually Mike Laidlaw who's probably like, seriously, this is what I wanted all the time. That's why I said, can they call Mike Laidlaw back?
Because he left Ubisoft. Come back.
Well, I mean, I don't. You're right. I wouldn't blame him if he didn't. But he did leave Ubisoft also. So, anyway, like, I don't know how to feel about the departures now. Like, as far as Dara and Casey Hudson, I would love it if they would just tell us. They probably never will, but
I don't think they could, like, logistically, like that. I don't think they could do that.
Do you think, like, legally, like, they're beholden by NDA to not talk about? They would have to be able to say at least somewhat, I left for these creative differences.
It might be that, but I think it's just bad form to kiss and tell, so to speak.
So here's the thing. I completely agree that from a professional etiquette standpoint, they would, you know, you probably never would, but I just wonder, like, if you badmouth a former employee, I think that's very bad form.
Yeah.
But if you express, like, very relatable, like, sentiment about, like, the fact that the creative director... I mean, maybe they won't do it now. I'm saying, like, 5 years from now, maybe? I'd love to hear the story of how that whole happened. Because if I was trying to piece it together, well, I think there's a lot of good theories. I don't feel like I have any clue anymore what the hell happened.
That's fair, because now thinking back to when it was announced, like, it did kind of feel like a shock to everybody. And I feel like if it was because of the switch in single player to multiplayer, then there would be some sort of like expecting that, you know, like a lot of the Dragon Age team was like, oh my God, we'll miss you, man. Like, what? Like, I feel like they would kind of know and be like, we get it, see you around, something like that. And like,
right.
Hudson left like the next day. Dara actually like took some time to like transition over to Daily. But yeah, so when you put it that way, yeah, maybe there's an element of what I'm talking about, but yeah, I can see it being something else.
And ultimately, too, it does, like, the main thing that I can't really escape from is the sort of, I don't want to say too little too late, because I don't think it's too little and I don't think it's too late, but I do think that it's overdue, right? Like, they're paying on an overdue balance, so to speak. Like, this was needed a long time ago. This was needed before Laidlaw left. This was needed before James Olin left. This was needed before Drew Karpyshyn left again. You could, like seriously, like, yeah. over at Archetype Entertainment, it's like they're talking about it openly. Well, Drew Karpyshyn especially. I don't know if you ever read his blog post, but I mean, he openly said, "I got tired of making games in a world where we were being subjected to like focus group surveys and like gaming trends and like forced multiplayer and stuff." Like, I mean, he was explicit about it, and good for him, right? Like, for being so open about it. So like clearly people have been leaving BioWare specifically for the reasons of not being able to focus on what they're best at. And now EA finally seems to be coming around, and I'm glad that they're doing it. And I don't think it's too late, but it is late.
Yeah.
Like, it's not too late, but it's late, and this should have happened a long time ago.
Definitely. Yeah. I guess where I'm left in this conversation is, what does this mean for Dragon Age 4? Because it has now changed direction a third time. We know that Joplin to Morrison was severe enough to require a new code name. We don't know if this new single-player iteration has another code name. We don't know if even Joplin was advanced enough to, like, scrape content from that. Or, like, I don't know... You know, I don't know game dev. Maybe it's actually pretty easy to take the multiplayer and chop it off and be like, oh, well, there it goes. And, like, there's just going to be some weird code in the background and, like, we just pretend it didn't exist. And so maybe, like, the change in direction, like, a little awkward, things will need to be patched, but, like, it's not as bad as the multiplayer to single player, or, sorry, single player to multiplayer chase. So maybe it's that.
Yeah. Or maybe it's not, too.
Yeah, so I guess I'm also wondering, I think a good tell of how they're doing is if we see anything during kind of like the game announcement season, like E3, that kind of area, because they showed something at the Game Awards. It wasn't much, but it was the most we've had in years. There was no gameplay, there wasn't anything, but they hinted at a lot of like story locations and whatnot, and like we've seen a lot of like concept art over the 2020, and there was a novel that came out, so like they have something there that's cooking, and right now it's mostly just story bits, but if we don't see anything at E3 this time, they needed to cook some more, if you know what I mean, and I think that will kind of tell us when that change happened, because we got the trailer after they left, so to speak. So if my hypothesis that could be totally wrong is true, is that they left because of the Switch again, then they're like, well, we have this trailer, we've already paid for the spot, we're just gonna play it, thanks. Like, that was that. So if we don't see anything at the next like kind of big trailer area, that might be kind of telling, where they had to be like, all right, here we go again. This one's called Cobain this time.
Don't call it Cobain, for the love of God. If ever there was an artist musical code name not to use, call it Mick Jagger, so we know it's never gonna fucking die.
No, that's the live service Dragon Age game. Oh boy.
So on that note, right, of like you're very right. This makes me think a lot about what is this Dragon Age going to be. You know, there was that one point where they showed like, it's like 2 seconds of what looks like more like a tech demo. Like, it's not textured, it doesn't have anything, but it looked like it was combat.
Yeah.
And it looked like very real-time combat. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like a melee character, sword and shield, and they're like dodging and stuff.
There's like a plant thing or something shooting at him.
You know, I've never played any of the Souls games until recently. I played the Demon's Souls remake. And after I played that and I look at that footage again, I go, you know, Souls-like copycats are sort of, that's kind of like a new trend as well in gaming, is copying the Souls-likes. And when I saw that shield and that dodge roll, I was like,
But you could do a dodge roll in Inquisition.
It was the way they did it. Like, it felt like it was a lock. Like it was a lock on and a big shield. And I'm not saying they're going to make a Souls-like. I'm just saying there are more and more games that are stealing pieces of that. Like, Jedi Fallen Order is a Souls-like because you can lose your XP and you have to go back and there's, like, basically campfires, etc. But there's a lot of games that are trying to borrow little things from that in the combat. I would not be surprised if it was a more real-time combat. I will say that.
Okay.
My point in mentioning that was that is something that, whether it's online or offline, like, maybe they were developing that combat for an online game, but ostensibly, if it's not going to be online, that's fine. You could still use some of the same stuff around the combat. Otherwise, I mean, I'm just speculating, right? Otherwise, the kind of interesting thing is we don't know what Dragon Age 4 is going to be now.
Yeah, we really don't. I mean, we didn't really have that much to begin with, so it's not like that surprising. But, like, I know Inquisition really suffered in the change, or not the change, but, like, trying to downgrade to older consoles. And I was kind of worried that would happen to Dragon Age 4 because, you know, there is a console shift. Although now I think the bigger issue is, like, I think it's going to be a little bit Frankenstein, you know, between all the different iterations. And I think the big question is, can they do it seamlessly, you know? And maybe they can. I don't know. So, but then again, I like Inquisition the way it is. So what am I talking about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going to be, I mean, guys, to talk about different consoles, that's going to be really tough because at this point, and this is the big question to me, this is it's a question that you and I have been talking about the entire time we've been doing this podcast.
Yeah.
When do you think Dragon Age 4 is going to come out?
You know, we used to, like, joke that it would actually be next year. I don't know. I really don't know. At this point, you put a gun to my head, threaten my kid, and go, yeah, you know what? It's a good question, buddy.
You know what? Like, if we go back to that first episode, I haven't listened to that in years. Do you think we predicted that it was going to be out in 2021?
I don't remember.
I bet you we did.
In our defense, at that time, we did not know that it was going to be rebooted, and we could not have predicted COVID. So, like,
twice. It's been rebooted twice now, essentially.
Twice now. Well, I don't think it's been rebooted, but it's definitely being chopped in a quarter, at least, a third, a half, I don't know.
Right.
So, yeah.
I will tell you this, I don't have a prediction either, and I really feel like the most optimistic that I could possibly come up with that's still realistic is 2023, right? It's not coming out this year, and it's not coming out next year.
No.
The most realistic thing.
If it was coming out in 2022, that would, I highly doubt it, but man.
If the game came out in 2022, that would have to mean that by some miracle, most of what that they've been working on for the online game was transferable to a single player.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's going to be the case. So the earliest I can possibly think of is 2023. And honestly, if the game comes out 4 or 5 years from now, I wouldn't even be that surprised.
Yeah. At this point, I'm going to have like a whole gaggle of kids, Jordan. Like, I don't... Goodness me!
oh, shit. I tweeted something out, and I don't know that everybody, you know, some people were kind of mad that I was bringing this perspective. I was not tweeting it to cast aspersions. I was not tweeting it to be mean or negative. I just wanted to present the data aspect of it. This is what I tweeted. Unless Dragon Age 4 or another BioWare title releases on 11/5/21, we will have reached the longest gap ever between BioWare releases. Previously, this was 987 days, or 2 years, 8 months, and 12 days, between Mass Effect 3 and Dragon Age Inquisition. The second biggest gap was Jade Empire and Mass Effect 1, 952 days.
Man.
So the game's not coming out this... And of course, if you count the remaster of the Mass Effect trilogy, that changes it, but I'm counting original titles.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I would count Melee. Like, a lot of work's been done, don't get me wrong, but...
Those games are developed.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not counting it.
I almost wonder if that's why they're kind of doing that, because they know their new releases are going to be a while. So I feel like if we get announcement of, like, Dragon Age Origins remaster, then like, all your Dragon Age 4 waiters are going to be like,
oh, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, no. From an EA standpoint, that's exactly why they're doing it, because you are a company. You have to produce shippable products.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are a video game developer. We are a publisher. We have to sell the things that you make. You have to make something we can sell.
Yeah.
So we can make money. And again, my attitude on that, although I obviously love Mass Effect, I'm looking forward to just playing it for the sake of being a fan, very similar to my sort of position on Anthem, which is like, God, I hope it makes a lot of money. I hope it makes so much money. I hope that it surpasses all. I hope I'm listening to the goddamn investor calls for EA and go, well, Mass Effect has surpassed all of our expectations and we're proud to announce that it sold, 8 million units or whatever, because they don't ever really announce unless it's like a high number.
Yeah.
I hope it sells a fuck ton of copies. I really do.
We have so much money, we have to keep it in bags in the room. It won't fit in the bank. We're Scrooge and McDuck in this stuff.
So I hope it does a lot of money. But no, when I thought about that, how long it's been between releases.
Yeah.
We are now in unprecedented territory. I'm not saying that to be negative or to panic people. I'm just saying it's unprecedented now.
Perhaps a bit ironic. There be dragons. We don't know what's going on anymore.
Yeah, there be dragons. I don't know. I that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. Game development is different now. Frostbite is reportedly, notoriously, it takes a long time to do things in that engine. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a new normal where it's just going to take them longer to make games. Not necessarily a bad thing. I'm just saying we are now in unprecedented territory.
Yeah.
Or quickly approaching it. By the time we get to November 5th, it will officially be unprecedented territory for BioWare as far as having a gap that long between original titles.
I mean, there's no way they're just going to, drop it, the next day. So, it's going to happen. So, they're going to have at least a year of, hey, guess what time it is? That Dragon Age 4 game you've been wanting for almost 10 years is here.
Yeah. We're not going to get, other than MELE... we're not getting anything really new from Dragon Age in the next 2 years.
Best case scenario? Well, I think there is a decent possibility that they do another trilogy remaster, because as much as in my mind, I'm like, oh, Inquisition wasn't that. Oh my God, it came out 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's remaster territory. It really is. So who knows?
Yeah. And I wouldn't, again, I wouldn't complain about that. And same thing. I hope it make a ton of money, but,
well, especially since Origins is almost unplayable on some of the consoles, because servers are down or something. So I think of all the BioWare titles, well, not all of them, because there's some that are, you can't even play on console, but that's one that could do a lot of good, especially since hey, maybe don't make it brown. Maybe do a lot of other things that would help out. Maybe make some of the costumes a bit more consistent,
Yeah.
So I think a remaster, especially of Origins and 2, could do a lot of good. I think Inquisition still holds up a bit, but give it a couple years and it's going to show. It's already showing some age, but it's going to be interesting to see if we... I think it's pretty certain we will get a Dragon Age remaster. I'd be really surprised if we didn't. But yeah. Anything else to add to this conversation?
So another kind of quick thought about BioWare, yeah. And I don't think that we have anything except for potentially a Dragon Age remaster. Any new titles, I don't think we have any chance of getting anything within the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I still just continue to lament the fact that it feels like we have this studio that still has many, many very talented people, and EA... Granted, maybe things are changing. Maybe this news is good news, but it still feels like they don't know what the hell they should be doing. Specifically, I think about the fact that, I know it was only one tweet many years ago. It was Dara or Hudson, I don't remember who said, "What about a Dragon Age Tactics game?"
Oh.
And it's like this, dream. It's like this legend that we all keep talking about. And I go, you know what? When did he tweet that, by the way?
That might have been close to 2015, 2016. I didn't know off the top of my head. I actually want to Google it.
You know when he tweeted it? At exactly the right time after Pillars of Eternity had done their Kickstarter and Divinity was about to become a thing. And it's like, Do they not realize how big that would have hit? At this point, I'm not saying the trend is over, because people, myself included, are chomping at the bit to get Baldur's Gate 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the trend still exists, but if you started development on a game like that now... they're not easy to make just because they're isometric. That's still going to take you probably 3 to 4 years at least. But the fact that we've gone this entire time without something like that, when BioWare is the goddamn studio that all of these other studios are technically homaging because they made Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
Wanted to, like, the fact that we haven't had that, it's like, do you understand anything about video games? Like, you went after this trend that is totally not the trend for BioWare. Meanwhile, if you wanted to chase industry trends, there was one that was tailor-made for BioWare, and you did nothing. And it just frustrates me so much.
Especially since, like, I would love that game. I would go to bed with it every night. We'd cuddle. And I would say I would love you. Like, it would. It's my dream game. I would love it so much. I did look up the tweet. It was Mark Dara, and he tweeted out a poll. It says, "Would you play a Dragon Age Tactics game on February 19th, 2016?"
Good God, it's been 5 years.
12,000 people voted on it, and at least 6,000 said yes. And then there's two other options that I'm not going to sit here and do the math for that also said yes, but specified either PC or a mobile. Only 21% said no, I wouldn't play it. That's a lot of people that said heck yes, give it to me. You know,
and somebody at EA should look at what's happened since then. Where now Divinity 2, by many people, put Divinity 2 into the category of, is this the greatest RPG of all time?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but like, if you're at EA and you hear that question being asked, go look at The Witcher 3 and look at how much that game cost and look at all the things involved in it. Now go look at Divinity 2. And I'm not saying it's not hard and I'm not saying it's not expensive on some level, but those two things are not commensurate as far as cost of production.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying Divinity 2 has sold as well as The Witcher 3. I'm just saying, like, you have an opportunity to way overperform, you know, on ROI for a genre like this, and you have the studio that is tailor-made to capitalize on it, and you've done nothing. What is your excuse for that?
Yeah, I'm with you on this, because I want this so badly. Oh, now I'm just sad, because I remember how excited I was at this tweet. I'm like, oh, they're thinking about it. I would love this game. Maybe it'll come out, and then you can find me, write a giant post of what I want in this game. And I sat there, it's probably like a good 1,000 words, maybe probably more, actually, of just me going, this is what I would want.
Oh, so, the Katie Gilderthal in design document?
Yeah, this was... Did I have the channel? I don't think I had the channel yet.
Did you write that on a Gilderthal Reddit account or a personal one?
Well, it was technically the Gilderthal account, but the Gilderthal account is called Gilanon. So yeah, it was on the Gilanon account. It's in there somewhere.
Have you ever made a video on that?
No, because that's not like my jam.
Doesn't fit the aesthetic?
No, you're right. That's it. To be quite honest, like, news and like theory stuff, I leave to Jackdaw. He's better at it. Like, I don't have the time to not think about, like...
You can always make it on Codex Added. We don't even have an aesthetic.
I could. I just read that. You're right. But yeah, I don't know. It would just be me reading the post out and then like getting sad that it's not going to happen. So like, if this were like... what is now 5 years ago? Like, I heartbeat would have done it, but I guess I'm just more sad than hopeful that it would.
Yeah,
happen.
Yeah. No, look, Katie, I'm not pressuring you to make a video. Believe me, I live in a glass house. I know better than to throw bricks.
Yeah, Jordan, why don't you make one? That is your wheelhouse.
I don't know how long it's been since I made a fucking video. At this point, yeah, like, Jordan. I'm gonna have to change the name of my channel from The Exalted March to a like somewhat self-important saunter. Like, it's anyway, I do have ideas for videos. I might even work on one eventually.
I bet you guys can't wait. I might do something.
No, what was I going to say? So yeah, that was just kind of my final thought on the fact that we haven't had anything in this long, and if someone at EA had really taken action within a year after what Dara had tweeted out, we would be having that game right now. Like, we'd
Don't
be getting ready
do this
to release
Jordan.
This.
Don't do this to me, Jordan.
Everyone should be mad to get, like, here's the thing, right? Like, we're not all that big or whatever. You have a much bigger following than I do. Like,
but even that's peanuts, you know?
Sure, I know. So, like, we have to live in the real world. But, like, if we got everybody to make that hashtag trend. Do you think we could move the needle? Like in a day and age?
No, we couldn't, because we were like, for years the entire internet was like, we want a single player Dragon Age, and just recently they're like, oh, that game made money, maybe we do that. You know, like, we can't do anything.
But if the
heads of BioWare wanted to make a single player game, and they didn't even listen to them.
I know.
What are they gonna listen to us? Chuckle Fox? No, they're not gonna do anything.
Now I'm sad. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, EA evidently, reportedly, cited the success of a game like Fallen Order, and they did eventually start to take into consideration the fact that people at BioWare wanted to do it, so there's a formula there to say, okay, there is Divinity Original Sin 2, another game, Baldur's Gate, there are these other games that you could cite as examples, and hopefully there's some people at BioWare who would actually want to do it. And I don't know, man, what about the goddamn Snyder Cut? What about the GameStop stock? I feel like people are doing shit.
Okay, GameStop saw they had something they could actually do. Snyder Cut is just ridiculous, and Snyder needs money. Who cares? But there was no Snyder Cut until Snyder Cut started trending and he saw dollar signs in his eyes. It's not going to work. We can try, but like, we're the Dragon Age community hasn't seen a mainline game in 7 years. They don't care about us. Like, the devs care about us. They're really nice because they're doing whatever. But, like, the core community that really still cares, I think almost all of them probably subscribe to, like, either me, Jack, or a couple other YouTubers. Like, that's not even 100,000 people. You know what I mean? The people that would really grab onto this just...
Yeah.
We're so small.
You would need the mainstream gaming community to find some amount of charm in it.
Yeah.
To then bolster it, right? Like, you would need R Gaming or somebody to go, "Oh, this is kind of cool. The BioWare fans are rallying for this."
Mhm.
We like XCOM. We support this too. You know what I mean? Like, you would need that sort of domino effect to happen.
Yeah, I honestly, probably a more realistic solution is to go petition Larian, asking them to say, could you buy the Dragon Age, like, IP for one game and make this? And that would probably be more realistic, because Larian actually listens to people.
Ooh, it would be realistic as far... Who owns Larian? Or are they totally... They don't self-publish, right?
I thought they were self-published, aren't they?
Do they self-publish?
Yeah, because they had a Kickstart, a lot of things. Divinity, at least.
They don't work with that one. They're a developer and publisher. Okay, so they do self-publish. They can't afford it.
I get it, but that's still the most realistic
they would listen.
Way.
They would listen. You're right. They would be more likely to listen, but then they don't have the funds. EA has the funds.
Somehow they got the D&D license.
Well, that to me, if I'm Wizards of the Coast... That's another thing to think of. Like, I don't know if they asked. Maybe Wizards of the Coast asked BioWare and EA, and they said no. But I bet you they didn't.
Yeah.
I bet you they didn't even ask him to make Baldur's Gate 3. I bet you Larian was their first choice, and Larian jumped on it. Just, that makes me even more sad, honestly.
I don't know how true it is, but I know there was, like, a skit that Larian produced where, like, the guy's name, Sven, maybe? I don't know. He dressed up in a suit of armor and, like, had, like, a cute little skit where he walked into the D&D Wizard of Coast and goes, "I want to make a D&D game." That's a terrible accent. I don't know what that was. And, like, he was saying that, like, we pitch it to them. And I think that was the story. I do not know how true that was or if that was just a skit, but that's what I remember. So... Larian, we love you. I haven't bought Baldur's Gate because I just want it to be done, but I promise you have my money.
Oh, they have my money so much.
You have all my money. Please, if you want even more of my money, and at probably, I would say, 100% success rates with all of our subscribers, so that's like, what, 40, 60,000 people maybe in like the total community that's active right now. You have our money. Petition BioWare to make this game because we would love it so much. None of this will happen. I think that's the most realistic. Or who may, I mean, if Larian can't afford it, they probably can't, but who did? Crap. It was like the other
Pillars of Eternity, Obsidian.
Thank you.
So Obsidian is Obsidian. Oh, don't. I feel like that one Hawkeye meme. Don't do this. Don't give me hope. Obsidian was recently purchased by Microsoft. Microsoft has the money.
Oh, yeah. Microsoft had the money, but I don't think EA is going to give anything to Microsoft.
EA, here's the real tragic part of it. EA doesn't sell IP. They don't even sell, like, Dead Space is dead forever. Because they own the studio that did that, and so there'll never be another Dead Space game because EA won't even sell the IP. They're not doing anything with it. They just won't. It's just going to sit there forever. That is my ultimate fear for Mass Effect and Dragon Age, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. I'm not saying I don't think that will happen, but that's the ultimate fear.
I mean, I feel like IP needs to end eventually. So, like, if eventually they're dead IP, I don't care. I think my fear would be, like, if there's an unfinished story. That would forever drive me crazy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So, there's that. But Dragon Age is unfinished. I would argue that there's, like, a decent ending to Mass Effect, where, like, I wouldn't be as sad about Mass Effect ending forever as Dragon Age.
Yeah.
But, like, I know people that really wanted Andromeda to continue. Like, there's a lot unfinished there, you know? So, and there's definitely things to explore with Mass Effect. So, like, yeah.
So, in conclusion, folks, there are good things that could happen, and none of them will.
Okay, I don't know if I would go that. We got it.
It's just like, you know that scene in Inquisition where they start singing "The Dawn Will Come" or whatever? Like, me and Katie in that scene would just be like, ah, shut up. Stop singing.
Yeah, we're both soulless in that regard. We're like, hey, that's cool. We're going to go over here and talk about the big problems. Hey, by the way.
There's no hope.
Or alternatively, this is the soulless romance ending where the game ends but you're all alone looking at a sunset and go, I could be with my boyfriend right now, but he ran off to do evil things, so this kind of sucks. This is really an ending. Crap, what's going on?
God,
I feel like it's a bad ending.
Anyway, I really do. I'm really looking forward to Baldur's Gate 3. Eventually we should do a Baldur's Gate 3 preview episode. How about that?
Sure. Probably gonna be a while though.
They said that their aim for 1.0, and I'm not even saying 1.0 is done, because a lot of changes happened. Really, it's not done until they do the definitive edition, right? Like,
pretty much.
Like, now's actually the time within the last year since they've done the Divinity 2 definitive edition. Like, now's actually the time to play it. Like, anyway.
Yeah. Okay, we gotta get going, because my kid's upset, and my poor husband didn't sleep well last night, so we gotta wrap this up.
We're wrapped up. I think we've said everything. Katie, where can the folks find you?
You can find me at YouTube and Twitter as Gilderth Holland. Jordan, where can they find you?
Well, they can find me at The Exalted March on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, and Reddit, and all the places.
And with that, guys, Darashwa.